Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The time 2:07 on this Mubarak Sunday of the what of Ramadan are we now at? I seem to have lost count, and that's the 9th of Ramadan. Yes, it is definitely flying very, very quickly, and that is why I seem to have lost count, but definitely the 9th of Ramadan. And with us is Mufti Afzal Ilyas, our regular guest on a Sunday, and we're talking on different aspects of Ramadan. So after, inshallah, we'll be taking your calls on all aspects of zakat, as well as any other aspect that you may want to still clarify, that is still worrying you, that you may still have doubts about concerning the month of Ramadan. So remember, the number to dial this afternoon is 854-6854. It's a phone-in program, and definitely we are waiting your calls. I have a number of questions that have already been faxed to me, so inshallah we will start with those particular questions and then take on the other questions as they come through. The first one, Mufti Sahab says, sorry, Salaam alaikum, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum salaam.
Yes, the first one says, if a baby vomits on a person's clothes, does this make the person's clothes nafak?
The vomit of a baby will definitely make the clothing nafak, and that portion where the vomit has fallen should be washed clean and purified before utilizing for salat. Now, there are some people who are under the impression that if the baby is only taking fluid, then the vomit is pure, and if the baby is eating solid, then the vomit is impure. However, this is not true. Any type of vomit from the baby, whether the baby is consuming, eating solid, or whether the baby is eating only fluids, any type of vomit will be impure, and once landing on the cloth will have to be washed.
Okay, yes, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding with that one. They said that if it's the mother's milk, then that is a baby vomits that out, that is pure, and you say that is not correct, is
yes.
That right? Okay, the next one is, will a person in a state of wudu who changes a baby's napkin and washes the baby's soil behind with her hands have to make wudu again? That is, does the act of touching the child's napa behind invalidate one's wudu?
This is the famous question, and it immediately comes up. If a mother changes the baby's nappies, it does not break her wuzu. For example, she's in a state of wuzu and she has to change the baby's nappies, and even if the baby is completely soiled with stool or urine, and the mother washes the baby completely, in fact bathes the baby, her wuzu got nothing to do with the baby's difficulties or problems or the stool or urine on the baby. She can wash the baby, alhamdulillah, and her wuzu remains intact. Similarly, her fast also remains intact. And also that if a person goes while he's fasting, while he's in the state of wuzu, and goes for a haircut or decides to pair the nails, pairing of the nails or having a haircut does not invalidate the wuzu or the fast.
Jazakumullah for that. I think that will set many minds at ease. Let's continue. And the other question I have is, on the subject we are going to be concentrating this afternoon, and that is zakat. It says, I'm a single parent with one child to support. I'm currently unemployed. And this is a lady writing, and she says, I have a car, but I'm in massive debt. Can a family member, example, a sister, give me zakat?
Now, as far as this is concerned, Ismail, I think let us just run through one list of those who can receive zakat and those who cannot receive zakat, and those whom, if you give zakat, your zakat is valid, and those whom you, if you give them, your zakat will not be valid.
Maybe you should do that list very slowly. Let's go through the first one.
The zakat will be discharged if given to the following persons.
Okay, so those, if you give to these people, your zakat will be discharged.
Yes. One's real and step brothers and sisters. So now I think that answers your first question there.
So a person can give zakat to their own brothers and sisters,
yes.
Is that correct? Okay, so it's real and step.
Yes, one paternal uncle and aunt and other, and their children.
Paternal, that is the father's...
From the father's side.
Yes, from the father's side.
One maternal uncle and aunt and their children.
Okay, so it's cousins as well.
Yes.
Okay.
One step parents and their children.
Step parents and their children, so step brothers and sisters.
Yes.
When we come into step, let's just define that. What would that be?
That
two fathers, one mother.
Yes, two fathers, one mother.
Is that correct? Okay.
One's in-laws and their children.
Yes, so a person can give to their in-laws.
Yes.
So if a wife wants to give zakat to a mother, if her husband gave the zakat, that's fine.
So father-in-law, mother-in-law, and how you explain it, yes, crisscrossing that way will make the zakat giving valid.
Okay.
Now the poor and the worthy of zakat, parents of wealthy children.
Now I think we need an understanding there. That means if the...
Now, see here, it refers to that you are giving someone who is poor, and that poor person's children are wealthy.
Okay, right, okay, fine. Okay, I think that is... I misunderstood that one.
See, the person you're giving...
If his children are rich, very rich, it has nothing to do with...
Nothing to do with that, because he's an individual on himself.
Fine, not a problem.
Okay. So I think you just repeat that, Ismail,
yes,
because
I think we need. So you could give a person could give zakat to someone whose children are very wealthy. So because the children are wealthy, does not mean that the parents of those particular children cannot be given zakat. Okay.
Similarly, the poor and the worthy children of a wealthy parent.
Okay. Right. Fine.
So that is like the opposite of that.
Yes.
So the child is poor, but his father and mother are very wealthy.
But that does not mean that he's not eligible for zakat. Yes. He can get zakat, but from somebody else, not from his children.
The poor and worthy husband of a wealthy woman.
Okay, right. Not that the wife gives it to him, but somebody else gives him it. Yes, okay.
One son-in-law or daughter-in-law.
You could give zakat to your son-in-law or daughter-in-law.
Yes. A student for his ustad and vice versa.
Okay, so you've given us a list, but I don't think that list is complete. And
we can carry on.
Okay.
The children of one's wife and who are from another husband.
Okay, so that means you've mentioned that.
Right.
Step, yes.
The person whose expenses exceed his income.
Person whose expenses exceed his income. Okay, so he earns. Say 2,000 and his expenses are 4,000. So
the person whose income is sufficient for his purpose, his expenses, but he is greatly in debt.
Okay, perhaps like the question that we may have asked. Okay, we've got a caller online, a sister online. One. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I think we've lost that caller. We definitely have lost that caller.
Zakat can be given to any Muslim on condition not a Sayyid, as long as the person is not a sahib and nisab, even though he is able to work. So it means a person who is poor and who does not have what we call sufficient funds to make him want giving of zakat. So technically speaking, a person who does not receive zakat can get zakat. A person who does not give zakat can receive zakat.
Okay, fine. So, what is the, sahib nisab, zakat nisab? I think for this year, I've got the chart in front of me, which says it's 881 rand and 29 cents.
Right. Now, this 881 rand and 29 cents, a person who has got this amount throughout the entire year, excess, then that means he is one who has to give 2.5% of that.
Okay, so if he has got that amount and it's in excess, that is the amount that is liable for zakat.
Yeah, Ismail, I think we must mention that how we came to that figure.
Okay.
That figure, what we call is the nisab. And this nisab is actually 87.479 grams of gold. 87.479 grams of gold. Or is silver equivalent, 612.35 grams of silver. Now the current value of the either one of them will give us the nisab.
Okay, and that perhaps has been worked out, and the Jamaat has given us, and that was at the 19th of November 2001. Now we've got a question that's been given over. It says, is there zakat payable on 9 carat gold, and what if someone has a number of pieces that are 9 carat each? So you've got about 10 of these, so 10 make it 5, 18 carats. I think that's what we're looking at with that.
Do they add this carat up? Because 9 carat itself, there is no zakat on it.
Yeah, so what he's asking, the question is there zakat payable on 9 carat gold?
On 9 carat gold, there is no zakat payable.
Okay, the next question goes, what if someone has a number of pieces that are 9 carat each? So what he's saying is, for example...
Combination of 9.
Yes, 9. Yes. Combination, so would that...
Now if that obviously is increasing the, what you call carat or whatever it is, so he must pay on that.
He has to pay on that. Okay. Explain the conditions that apply to Qasr Salah. Yes, we said we'll take on any other questions as well. The number to dial this afternoon is 854-6854. We are currently dealing with zakat, but we'll take any other questions that you'd like Mufti Sahab to answer.
Qasar Salat means shortening of Salat when one is in journey. When one becomes a Musafir, then one shortens the Salat. So when a person leaves on journey and he intended to travel over 88 kilometers, then automatically he becomes a Musafir. Now all the Farais he will shorten, make half, except the Maghrib. Because he will make except the Maghrib and the Fajr. Fajr, if he shortened, make one rakat, he won't be able to do that. So Fajr stays same too. The Zuhr, instead of four, he'll make two. The Asr, instead of four, he'll make two. The Maghrib, three, he'll make three. The Isha, instead of four, he'll make two. However, this does not apply to the Sunnah and the Wajib. If a Musafir has got sufficient time on hand and he is a safe place, he should make the Sunnah and also the Wajib. Because it is grossly unfair and not good that the person, he shortens the Farz Salat, omits the Sunnah Salat, and then sits in front of the television for 2 hours. That is not right. Absolutely not right. So there is time on hand, you must make the Sunnah. The shortening does not pertain to the Sunnah. The shortening pertains and is linked to the Farais.
Yes, I just want to come in, but definitely the wajib of the of witr has to be
made. Yes,
yes. That has to be made.
Because there is qaza of Farz and qaza of wajib. There is no qaza of Sunnah.
Yes. Let's continue with the question we had. Can define the distances applicable. What is the difference? I think you gave us 88 kilometers.
88 kilometers.
That was 88 kilometers. The question we asked, and I posed at the very beginning, was: I'm a single parent with one child to support. I'm currently employed. I have a car, which I used to, you know, to go to work, come back. I've got debts. Can a family member, example, a sister, give me the zakat?
And I think explained,
in this, yes, in this case, you can. And can a daughter give the mother zakat? We said that is not.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we continue?
Like no, so further, no, we, when we do the next section, a lot of other questions will get answered.
Inshallah.
We do the zakat given to the falling persons is not discharged.
Okay, so if you give it, your zakat will not be discharged.
Yes.
Okay, and how many categories are there we're looking at approximately?
So we've got about 14.
Okay, can you just...
Well, slowly.
Yes.
One's father, paternal grandparents, paternal great grandparents upwards.
Okay.
Yes. So that
descendants
is
descendants and descendants. Okay. That is what we're talking about. Okay.
One's mother.
Mother.
Maternal grandparents.
Okay.
One's son.
Okay.
Children, grandchildren downwards.
Okay.
One's daughter.
Yes. Okay.
Right. And her children, grandchildren downwards.
Okay.
A husband to his wife and vice versa.
Okay.
Yes. Well, this was very simple explanation. That if a person stands.
Yes, I know you said that.
I gave it last time.
Maybe
year.
You can give it again. Maybe it's an easy one. I think all of us will be able to understand that one.
So, when a person stands and he extends his arms, and all above and below, he cannot give. That means above his father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, way upwards.
Right, okay.
And below, son, daughter,
granddaughter,
all those.
Granddaughter, right. Yes, that's right.
Now, the side, all of the side he can give.
Yeah, that is brothers, sisters, uncle, aunts.
All that he's giving.
Yes, okay. So that doesn't come and fall in that line.
Yes.
I think just last week, last year, I remember that definition very, very clearly. I said, you said ascendants and descendants.
Yes.
Okay, carry on. We can
so, the husband who gives his divorced wife, who is still in iddat. So understand that the husband has divorced the wife, and she is sitting in iddat, waiting period. While she is sitting in waiting period, he cannot give her zakat. Yes, when she completes her waiting period and she is no more his wife in waiting also, then she can receive zakat from her ex-husband.
Yes, after she's out of the nikah.
Out of the iddat.
Yes, so out of nikah when the iddat terminates.
When the iddat terminates.
That's correct. Okay.
The immature children of a wealthy father.
Yes, okay.
Right. The wealthy widow who gives her own children.
Right, okay.
So, you cannot use zakat to be given as wages. Now, this is a standard rule. Whether the wages given to your worker, your ustad, your imam, your muazzin, or you get someone to do some work for you and you give him zakat money as wages. For any sort of wage, you cannot use zakat money. Then the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wealthy person who is a sahib and nisab, we have described who is a sahib and nisab, if you give that person the zakat, then your zakat is not valid. In fact, it is, has not been rendered. You will have to re-give it.
I just want to come, you said sahib and nisab, is that only in terms of actual wealth, or would that be in terms of goods that he possesses?
Oh yes, goods, merchandise, gold, selling items, all those things.
But if he has personal items, for example, in his house he's got...
There is no zakat on personal items. So yeah, personal items, a person can have more than one car. So he does not pay on that more than one car. But obviously if he's buying and selling cars, that means the car is a commodity, is a merchandise, is goods for sale. Now a person has got more than one house. He's got one house in Durban, one house in Cape Town. Then he does not pay on those houses. But if a person has got houses which he has given out for rental, now he will give on the rental, not on the house. A person has got a block of flats. If the person will give on the rental of those flats, not on the flats itself.
I don't know, you know, this is a question that normally comes up. What is the best way to get to discharge of zakat? Because many a time you are not sure of whether the persons you are giving to are eligible for zakat, and, you know, with this amount of, what, 881.29 cents, what do you think would be the best way of discharging your zakat to make sure that your zakat has been given and has been discharged?
See, as far as this is a very important question. Because these days, generally what happens with those who are giving zakat, and especially those who give fairly good amounts, that they just write out checks to whoever comes and then give it without making any proper investigation. The best method is the wealthy person must distribute his zakat himself and go and make an investigation in loco to where his zakat is being given, and he must give it personally. What happens that we generally find that the wealthy man sitting in his air-conditioned office is steeped in luxury, alhamdulillah, he gives his zakat, but he hasn't got the faintest idea how the poor man is living, how he is sleeping, how he is eating, where he is staying, how he is dressing, nothing. But he is giving his zakat, alhamdulillah. But what he does, he just gives a check out. Although Islam now wants us, the spirit of zakat is that the wealthy must have contact with the poor person. So he knows the plight and the feeling and what is going in the mind of the poor person. Now, on the other hand, the poor person who is entitled to the zakat, he mustn't think this is his religious obligation to receive the zakat, because this will create difficulty. The poor person, he must not feel that, listen, the wealthy must give me the zakat. Or give him the zakat, it is a part of his right, birthright to receive the zakat.
Before you go on, we've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Go ahead, you're on air.
I would like to know, zakat, a child which hasn't reached balik and he's got more than his zakat nisab, do you discharge zakat for him?
There is no zakat upon an immature child who has got assets more than the nisab. But an immature, poor child can receive zakat.
Okay.
Jazakallah for the question. We've got a number of questions that have been posed. Can you want to continue or do you want to take these questions first?
Okay, carry on.
It says, can zakat be given to one who is deserving of it, yet is an extravagant person? I think that's where we're coming in. And that's how, you know, so maybe ties up. Can zakat be given to one who is deserving of it, yet is an extravagant person?
Yeah, also we have to worry that this person is extravagant. Extravagant for a person living in one area is different. And extravagant for a person living in another area is different. So first of all, you have to determine the meaning of extravagant.
It's relative.
Yeah, relative. Yeah. So now that is why I say that the best course of action is to go out and give the zakat yourself. The other thing, Ismail, I must stress here, that generally, the wealthy give out the zakat, but they do not give it to their kith and kin, who are more deserving. They do not give it to their family members. They do not give it to their neighbors. They do not give it to their close ones, although they are more deserving. But for sometimes, unfortunately, for name and fame, they give it out to organizations, and they give it out to institutes, or they give it out to worthy causes, and they say, no, I cannot give my relative zakat, he'll come to calculate how much wealth I got. So they don't give the relatives, and they don't give the kith and kin. Why? They'll say, this person will back calculate, and he'll find out how much I got cash flow. This is not right. That a person, he can go and give it to some, via some person, and give it to his relatives, give it to those who deserve it most.
Next question was, is zakat calculated on the cost or selling price of goods?
At the moment out there, there is a heated argument going on about this issue, about whether you must give on the cost price or you must give on the selling price. And after consulting, we are saying that it is better to give on the selling price. It is permissible to give on the cost price.
Okay, JazakAllah for that one. And yes, the questions that's coming in also during the course of the week was, do you want to take that now, or do you want to continue with what you explained earlier on? Let's go to the
category. Let's finish this little list here.
Okay.
That, I was there where you cannot use zakat for wages. However, here, understand something, that you can give a person a loan, and you do not have to inform him that that is zakat.
Sorry, maybe you need to explain that.
See, a person requires a loan.
Okay.
Or you know that one of your relatives who is eligible for zakat, and you can't give him zakat, but you do not want to put him in an embarrassing position. You do not want to put him in a difficult position. So what you say, you give him the money, you give him zakat, but you say, I'm giving you one loan. Now let's say if he repays it, you take that money and still distribute it as zakat. You still distribute it as zakat, because you know fully well that you have given him zakat. Also here, that not to cause embarrassment, Islam is very beautiful and nice, that you do not have to tell the poor person, listen, I'm giving you zakat. Especially your relatives and your friends, when you're helping them, you don't have to tell them, listen, I'm giving you zakat. And to give zakat, the person must not feel that I'm doing Allah Ta'ala a great favor by giving zakat. He should feel happy that Allah is using his wealth and he's been privileged to give zakat. On the other hand, as I explained, the person receiving the zakat must not feel that this is his birthright to get the zakat. There should be two sides. Also, that alhamdulillah, in this age, there are many areas where zakat has been given. So when you give your zakat to any person, or institution, or organization, you must be having full confidence. You must have full confidence that I am giving this person zakat. He is knowledgeable, and he, inshallah, fears Allah, and he will give the zakat out to the proper places, and he will not abuse it, and he will not regard it as booty, or he will not misappropriate the funds. This is very careful. This, you have to be very careful about this.
JazakAllah for that. The number to dial this afternoon is 8546854. With me in the studio is Mufti Afzal Ilyas, and we're taking on your questions pertaining to all aspects of Ramadan, but specifically with zakat. You have explained this one. Maybe we should just give the answer to both of these. Can a mother-in-law give to a son-in-law, and can a daughter give to her mother in zakat?
So you should answer now, by now.
Yes, the Mufti is with me, and what is the answer?
So we explained that you can give to your in-laws, right? And
yes,
you can give to daughter-in-law, son-in-law. That we explained that
you cannot.
One, the zakat will be discharged if given to the following persons: one's son-in-law or one's daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Right? Now the money, mother-in-law, obviously giving to the son-in-law.
Yes.
So the zakat will be discharged. It will be discharged because it's not coming up down.
Yes, but she cannot give it to the daughter.
Yes, she cannot give it to her daughter.
So if she wants, in instances where the daughter is struggling,
yes,
and the mother knows, she can give the husband, and yes, that way her does, and would also be helping. I just want to come back to your question, the thing that you raised earlier on, that people do not want to give to families, kith and kin. And from an Islamic point of view, it is better to give to your own relatives than to go outside. Is that correct?
Yes, what you are saying is absolutely correct. This is what I'm trying to insist, that the people should do this. They must give to their relatives first and give to those who are close to them first, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward. And there are ulama who have written on this topic that you should give to your relatives first, so that there is more reward. There is a section in kitabs who should be given preference while he's giving out the zakat. First to such a deserving one who is nearest to the payer amongst all his blood relatives with whom marriage is not permissible in Islam. Then to his neighbor. Then to the people of the locality. Then to the people of his own city.
Yes, so you know it's like that concentric circle. When you throw the you know the pebble into the water, and you know it grows. So those nearest you to first, and as you're going along, and as you know you go further away, so your rights are actually it is first to people within your own family, then your neighbors, then people of your town, and people of your city, people of your country, and then of course people outside. Yes,
and no doubt, alhamdulillah, there are worthy causes at the moment going around. For example, the refugees in Afghanistan, etc. And Allah Ta'ala will reward tremendously the Muslims who give out to reliable organizations. To reliable organizations who would go and distribute their money in proper ways.
I'm going to come back to that 881.29 because I think that is where we have lots of people having difficulty, and that's the zakat. We'll come back to that, but let's take the other question. The next one is, does zakat apply to jewelry that is being used, that is worn?
According to Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, no. According to Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, yes.
Yes, so it depends who is asking the question. If you if you follow Imam Shafi, then definitely you do not have to pay zakat. But if you are all, you know, and by and large, most of us are Hanafis, you definitely would then have to pay zakat on that. Can someone give zakat and tell that person that this is a gift, this hadiah?
Yes, he can do that, so that he's not embarrassing the person. Does not want to embarrass the person, so he says that I'm giving you a gift. Meanwhile, he is giving that person the zakat.
The next question is, a sister is married, but the husband is in Cape Town sorting out his problems from his first marriage, and he's not maintaining her. She goes on to say that she is working, but her debts, the loans from other people, are more than she earns. Can she then receive zakat?
First of all, the sisters should not be encouraged to leave their house to go and work, especially in these times of fitna and fasad, immodesty and immorality. And if a sister is forced to go out and work, that's a different situation. However, it is highly we do not encourage this, that they must go out and work. That the locality, the zones, the units should worry about families and worry about the Muslims, that no lady should go out because of need to go and work to support herself and to sustain herself. The Muslim community is supposed to be so close-knit that no lady unnecessarily must leave her house and go out to work because she cannot maintain herself financially. However, in this case, if this lady, because she's forced to go out to work, and if she does not have jewelry, which equivalent to the nisab, then she is entitled to receive zakat. If she has jewelry, then she has to give zakat, not receive zakat.
Okay, so in this instance, that if she's working, she has debts, and from other people, and more than she earns, she can receive zakat on condition that she does not have jewelry, which is more than 881 rand and 29.
Simple.
That is it. You see, I said, this is why we need to go back to that, and I'll come back to that question. We've got another one, which says, loaned money to a husband who is liable for zakat. That's all she said. I'm not very sure what else it makes of that question.
So what we stated in our list, that the husband should not give the wife, and the wife should not give the husband. So she cannot now contrite and say, I gave zakat. She should make dua, husband becomes wealthy and gives her money back.
Inshallah. Has a relative who is undergoing drug rehabilitation, and this one here I think is an important one. Has a relative who is undergoing drug rehabilitation and has no assets of his own, can he be helped with zakat?
Now this relative here, first of all, if he is eligible for zakat, he himself is eligible for zakat.
I just want to interrupt. You know, many a times we find people who are in this habit, eventually sell off everything so they do not have money of their own. You know, they then take and would take from everybody else to sustain their habit. So in most instances, I'm not saying this case,
yes,
but in most instances they wouldn't have money. I think the question that's being posed is, can you use zakat money to rehabilitate a person? I think that is what the question would be.
Yes, provided that the person who receives the zakat becomes owner of the zakat. Ismail, I must elaborate here.
I think that is what we need to do, because I'll tell you what happens is many of them may be in a drug position. Giving the money to them directly would then perhaps open up the case of them going back to their habit. So perhaps to pay for their rehabilitation program, could you go to the hospital or the institute and give the money and say that? Would that be done? We've got a call online. We'll take that one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum salam. Yes, carry on, your name.
Just want to find out, if you give your family zakat in the Fazali Sadaqah,
mm-hmm,
it says that if you accept, Sadaqah,
mm-hmm,
the doors of poverty is open or something. Is that true?
That is when, that is in reference to when you unnecessarily accept it, when you are not deserving of it. Because the hadith is very clear. The one who extends his hand out of begging, his hand remains extended. So the interpretation of what you have read there means that when you not deserving of it, when anybody not worthy of it, when anybody not eligible for it extends his hand, then his hand remains extended. Is that clear?
Jazakumullah. We've got another call on 9. This time it's a sister on line 3. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want to know from the Mufti Sahab, I've got 2 gold bangles. I'm wearing them when I go out. Do I have to give zakat on that?
If those 2 gold bangles, when you value them, when you go to some jeweler and he evaluates it when he tells you how much it is, and if that exceeds
881.29 cents this year,
then you must pay zakat on
but
that.
But if it's less?
If it's less, no problem.
No problem.
Yes.
Jazakallah. We're going to go for an ad break. When we come back, we'll continue. Stay tuned. The time now, 29 minutes after. We've just tuned Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, and we've got a caller waiting for us on line 1, and that is Brother Ismail. Assalamu alaikum, Ismail.
Wa alaikum salam. Mulana.
Go ahead.
Mulana, I just want to ask you, can I take zakat money to sponsor for a well, a water well or a borehole? Is it permissible?
Okay, this is a very interesting question. In fact, Brother Ismail and I, we are discussing this.
Are you going to be listening on air, or would you like to listen on the line?
I'll listen over the radio.
Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah.
Yes.
See, the brother, first of all, he said, can he take zakat money and build a well or a borehole? Now, I'm happy this question has arisen, because when you give a person zakat, or when you give someone zakat, for the zakat to be valid, the person must become owner of it. So you cannot say give this money to a wealthy person, the zakat, and that wealthy person build a well with it, because the well cannot become owner of the zakat. Yeah, in this case, the brother who phoned, one is that he himself is eligible for zakat, eligible to receive zakat. So he takes the zakat, he receives the zakat. Now when he gets the zakat, he's owner of the zakat. That zakat is no more zakat now. For him it is now lillah. He takes it and he builds a well. That is permissible. But you cannot take zakat money just like that and build a well, a hospital or a rehabilitation center, etc. And coming back now to that question about the youngster in the rehabilitation center.
Now, before you go on, I think the other question is, then can you then take that money, that zakat money, go to a particular village where they need the well, and give it to one particular person in that village who's eligible for zakat, and say to him, this is the money, and then in that way could they give it back to have a well dug? Is that correct?
I do not like the word give it back.
No, I don't know. Look, maybe my terminology is not correct, so I'm just asking
You go to a village, you go to an area, and you know there requires a well there. and the requirement is definitely a borehole also or something. So, and the people are poor there. You give it to anybody there. You tell them, I give you some money, and you gave them zakat. But you cannot put a
condition. Okay.
You cannot put a rider that, listen, I'm giving you 10,000 rand, and you build a well with it. If you, once you give him 10,000 rand, and he goes, alhamdulillah, and does something else with it, you, your zakat will be valid. He's discharged. But you got no control of it.
I want to now come back then to the brother's question is that, can he use zakat money to have a well dug? And we're saying that he cannot use the money unless he's, he now does not become the owner. Is that what you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. We'll come back to the next question with, you know, the one about the drug addict. We've got a call on line. And it's a brother on line too. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I just got one question. If you give your wife a talaq, one talaq in anger, and within 24 hours you say, maaf, you never mean it, is that talaq valid or?
That talaq is valid, but your wife is your wife still. So you got three, you are entitled in Sharia to use three talaqs, you have utilized one talaq. Now, alhamdulillah, you made up with your wife, you do not have to have a fresh nikah, she does not have to sit for iddat, you have got two talaqs remaining.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Jazakallah, that's all I wanted to know.
Jazakumullah for that call.
Salaam
alaikum. Yes, we're discussing the one, and I think this is very important, is the one about rehabilitation. Now, can they give the money, for example, they want to give someone, and the question is, drug rehabilitation has no assets of his own, can he be helped with zakat? And the question is being asked, must the money be given, like the one about the well, yeah, must the money be given to him? And the fear is, if you give him the money, he may then go on to his old habit because he hasn't been rehabilitated. Is there any way, or could you go perhaps to the hospital or go back to the organization and say, here is the money, and from your side, your intention, that is zakat. Is that permissible?
Yeah, this will refer to many other cases too. For example, it will also refer to, you go to a house, you go to a family, and you know, if I give the zakat there in cash, then they will use it to buy alcohol, unfortunately. Or they will go and hire videos, unfortunately. So, what you'll have to do in that case, which I've created now, give them some groceries, bare the essentials, so that they do not sell it. In the case of this rehabilitation, the youngster, if you give him the money, then obviously he is going to go and buy the drugs. So what do you do? He is at the center, at the rehabilitation center. You go there. And you assess what's the fees. And then you discuss with the youngster and tell the youngster that, make me your agent. Make me your agent so that I can pay your fees. Once that youngster agrees that, Uncle Ismail, you become my agent, then you are now his wakil, you are his agent. So you will utilize now zakat money to pay the rehabilitation fees. Alhamdulillah, your zakat will be discharged, youngster will be under some special care, and he'll be able not to have access to funds so that he can buy more drugs.
JazakAllah for that, and I think the important thing here is the word agent, is to make him your wakil.
Yes.
And for him to make you become his wakil rather.
Similarly,
sorry, I just want to ask, I have, so I want to discharge the zakat, so can I ask him to make me the wakil and then I discharge?
Yes.
That was possible.
Similarly, you go, someone appeals to you and tells you, I've got a lot of debts and I want to pay out my debts, can you help me? Now, if you give that person money, he'll go and put himself more in debt. So what you do, you tell him or her the lesson, give me all your
list of your debts.
List of your debts, who you owing and how much. Give me those slips. What do you call those? Invoice slips.
Yes.
So now you give them, when they give you that, then you tell them, can I, on your behalf, pay these debts? Can I,
on your behalf,
pay these debts? So what, you are becoming agent now.
You become his agent again, in that case,
in
the wakil.
In that way, you are able to phone the firm up and tell them, see, so-and-so owes you 5,000 rand, that person got no money, can we negotiate a deal? So you may be able to get it down to 3,000, you pay it out, alhamdulillah, it gains all round.
JazakAllah for that one. Yes, so you've shown us a way of circumventing and also being able to discharge the zakat. We've got a brother online. Assalamu alaikum, Sulaiman. Assalamu alaikum. I think we've lost him. Okay. Well, the next question is, brother has debts but has money to cover his debts. Is he liable to pay zakat?
See, the brother has got debts and he has got money to pay his debts. Now, technically speaking, what he's supposed to be doing is to pay the debt. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he should make salat al janaza of any sahabi, then the question he should ask, does this sahabi owe anybody money? If the sahabi was owing, they should settle debt first, or someone should take responsibility of settling the debt, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make the salat al janaza. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that everything of a martyr is forgiven except debt. So the person must not get himself into debt, OD, interest transaction, HP transaction. These are Western imperialistic economical systems which strangle a person eventually. So this person here, he must pay his debts. However, if he's got so much money that he can, after paying his debts, he's still eligible for zakat, he can take zakat.
We've got a call online. Brother Suleiman has contacted us again. Assalamu alaikum, Suleiman.
Wa alaikum salam.
You're on air?
Ji.
Go ahead with your question.
Maulana, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Right, my niece, somewhere in Cape Town, holding her late brother's estate. At the time of his death, 700,000 rand, which was frozen. Let's say interest accumulated over 16 months of about 100,000. Of the 700, he, in his will, he said 60,000 goes to charity, no problem. What happens to the 100,000, which is interest accumulated, yeah, be it 190 or 105?
The 100,000, which has been accumulated, the executors of the will, they will decide that this 100,000 should be given away to the deserving poor needy.
Dear Puri, Muslims only or non-Muslims as well?
Non-Muslims as well.
Non-Muslims as well. Okay, so somebody saying, anonymous saying, it's we building a mosque, put it in the envelope and give it to our mosque. That is incorrect?
That is absolutely not permissible to do.
Jazakallah, thank you for your time.
Jazakallah for your call.
The same opinion from Maulana Bam, and it exactly coincides with your opinion.
Jazakallah for
your call. Your fatwa is not an opinion.
Jazakallah.
Thank you.
Right. And that was Brother Suleiman, yes, and it's an interesting question that he's raised, yes, in the sense that you get this, you know, in the executor when they're trying to wind up the estate, and it's accrued, you know, 100,000, what do you do with the 100,000? And I think you said you can then give it away and give it to deserving, it doesn't necessarily have to be Muslim, it could be anyone else. The number to dial
is... there a caller, or can I say something?
Yeah, before you go on, the number to dial is 854-6854. Now, that was the last caller, but I've got a number of questions that have been given over to me.
Let me just explain to you, in one part of the world, that the wealthy, what they do, they take out the zakat and they keep it in one bag, and when a poor person comes, they give it to that poor person. The poor person does not know what he's getting, and because he is insecure and he cannot carry that bag, he says, no, man, keep it with you. By this they say, no, he gave it back to me. This is absolutely wrong, and you will be caught in this world and in the akhirah.
Yes, yes, definitely. So there are not ways, and there's no escapes from
no
it.
No escapes.
Yes, definitely not. Can his sister's written in, can one give groceries to relatives instead of money in lieu of zakat to either neighbors or relatives?
Yes. Zakat can be given in cash or in kind. Kind could be clothing and also food.
Okay. Sister again, money is being, she is being owed money. Is she liable for zakat? She is being owed, so somebody owes her money.
Right.
That's all the question says, and is she liable for zakat? Maybe what she's saying, that money that she hasn't accumulated as yet or hasn't got back, somebody's owing her 10,000 rand. Mm. Now she has to pay the zakat from the 10,000 that she's still going to get. And I know you're going to talk about, I think it's a long-term of loans,
yes,
and secure loans and
yes,
long-term loans.
Secure loans, insecure loans, and then what you call, we got strong loans, what you call Qawi, Mutawassit, and Zaif.
Yes, yes.
So now this one will fall under the category of the strong loan. So when the money comes back, and if it comes back more than one-fifth of the total capital, it will be added a part of assets and zakat will be given on it. You do not have to wait for 1 year of possession.
Yes, but what happens if someone's owing you in 10,000 and you know you're going to get the money and you're now calculating your zakat in Ramadan? Could you calculate as part of this is Ramadan, you know, zakat, and you know, discharge everything that particular way?
In this case, it is the loan, it is still not in your control.
Okay, I want to come back to that one. We've got a call on 91. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
That's right, you're on air, go ahead. Your children, that I think that's most important for us.
One is 12, one is 16, and one is 17.
So are they all matured? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're not matured. I mean, you know, people have given them presents, or they have got the money here or there.
Well, are they Bali?
That means from an Islamic point of
view. One is not.
Okay, yeah. So two are Bali. That's
so you can listen on air.
JazakAllah. We want to listen on air for that.
We'll listen to the air.
This is alhamdulillah also an interesting question, that the brother has got three children, three youngsters, and two of them are baligh and one not. Now if those baligh children have got money to the value of nisab, and the nisab at the moment is
881.29.
So if that baligh child has got that amount of money for a year, then the baligh child is eligible to give zakat. And the money, the father does not have to take it out from his coffers or his pocket. The money can come from, or has to come from, the child's wealth. If the father, or of his own accord, he gives out the zakat on behalf of his son without deducting the money from his son, that is a good action on behalf of the father, but it is not an action which he has to do. It is not an action, a compulsory action to be done on the behalf of the father. If he does it, alhamdulillah.
So the answer to that particular question is the two baligh children will have to pay zakat. The one that is not baligh will not have to pay zakat. Who pays the zakat? The father pays, alhamdulillah. If not, the children can then, it can be deducted from the children's money and the zakat.
It has to be.
Yes, it has to be. But in any case, zakat has to be fulfilled. The other, you've got a call on 94. Assalamu alaikum. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Go ahead, Brother Faisal.
We have two questions. One is concerning sadaqah and lillah. I want to know what the difference is and how soldiers can give sadaqah only to Muslims and lillah to non-Muslims. And the other question is regarding 9-carat gold jewels. If you have it for more than 2 years, you have to pay zakat on it.
Will you listen on me?
Yeah, what?
9-carat jewelry, you do not pay zakat on that. The second question, lillah and sadaqah. And lillah, as rightly stated by the caller Faisal, that lillah you can give to whomsoever you want to, Muslim, non-Muslim, etc. And lillah you can give to poor, rich, anybody.
Okay, and sadaqah?
Right. Now sadaqah, because we have got our own style and concept of thinking, anything other than lillah is sadaqah for us. Anything other than lillah is sadaqah. However, we'll get, like for example, sadaqatul fitr, which is necessary and to be given to the person who is entitled to receive zakat. And there can be sadaqah that you, while filling up petrol at the petrol station, you took out some money and you gave it to the petrol attendant. So that is sadaqah, that you to avoid calamity. That you can give to anybody. But one is wajib sadaqah. Wajib sadaqah, for example, that your mother is ill, son is ill, and you say, Ya Allah, if my mother recovers, I will give 10,000 rand out in charity, in sadaqah. Now your mother recovers, son recovers, then this wajib charity, this wajib sadaqah has only to go to the Muslims who are poor. Otherwise, any other sadaqah you can give to anybody.
Yes, so I think the difference here is that the intention also. Is that correct?
Yes, the intention for whom you want to give it, what intention you made.
We've got a number of callers and we've got lots of questions that have been already addressed. Just, I don't know. We're going to go on run until 10 past 3, inshallah. We can take Brother Ismail on 93. Assalamu alaikum, Ismail.
Wa alaikum salam.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask a question. By zakat, can I give the full amount to Afghanistan?
Yes, you can do that. Allah Ta'ala will reward you tremendously. However, the advice that we are giving, that if you have got relatives who are poor, etc., then give them first, and inshallah also take out a little bit extra and send it to Afghanistan via a reliable, authentic source.
JazakAllah for that. And we've got a brother Abdul Hamid online. Assalamu alaikum, Abdul Hamid.
Hello, Malik Islam.
Go ahead with your question.
Okay, chap, I want to make up a will now. I want to know if I want to put my other one son, and I want to put, I don't have money in a bank. I got quite a few debts. So for my pension fund, for my work pension fund, if I leave work and if I, or something happens to me, now I put that money on for my son and my wife, my mother. Now, if something happens to me, can they pay from that all my accounts out, or how they do it? Or can my wife pay from her account?
Just are you going to, don't go away. I think you need any more clarification. Everybody
knows. What you must do is to draw up an Islamic will. In fact, the Islamic wills are available. You just sign it.
And where do you get that?
You can get it from the Jamiat offices. Any of the Jamiat offices is available.
In that, it is written that from your assets, they'll pay all your debts out first.
Yes.
So automatically, whatever money will come, they'll pay your debts out first.
Yes.
And then the remaining, they'll distribute it Islamically.
Okay. Now, another question is that, I'm not married in the South African law. My other marriage is in the South African law. I'm not divorced. I can't get a divorce through because of that person not being in South Africa, and they can't trace her. So how will that money still go to my present wife, which is married only in Islamic? Or?
Yes, because the first one is untraceable. Inshallah, the money won't be traced there too. So yes. The second one, which you got, she'll become part of the ones receiving from your asset upon your demise.
Okay.
JazakAllah for that. We've got a brother online. Akbar, assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Akbar, go ahead.
Yeah, Moshe Sahib, I just want to find out, you know, a person that's been zakat accepting all his life,
yeah,
and he gets deceased, can we pay his kafan, kafan money and kabar money all with zakat?
This is an interesting question. In fact, it was on the list that I wanted to explain. Will you listen on the air?
Yes.
The dead people cannot own anything. Dead people
do not own anything.
Yes.
It's not in their possession,
yes,
any longer. It's already gone and got to go divide according to Islamic.
Yeah,
this
person was receiving zakat all the time. So now you cannot give dead person zakat. So the person who is eligible for zakat, he passed away. Now you put zakat on his forehead or in his head. He can't take it. He got no control over it. You cannot pay wood zakat money, the kafan, or for the graveyard, or for any other thing of the dead person, because now he does not have power of control, power of possession, power of distribution. Yes, you can give the money to some poor relative of his, and he in turn buys the coffin, or purchases the grave, or pays for the digging, etc. That poor person can do it, because once that living poor person receives it, because he is eligible to zakat, he can after that distribute it.
JazakAllah for that. The next question is, can zakat money, we got a call on 9, Brother Abdullah, before I read out this question. Assalamu alaikum, Abdullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Go ahead with your question.
Zakat, you have to pay for the money that you have kept for one whole year, or is it that money that every year that you pay at a certain time, the money that you have at that particular time?
Zakat, in principle, will be that money that you had for one whole year. But now let us say you calculate zakat at the Ramadan time, and for the whole year you had 10,000 riyal. But when you were calculating your zakat, by the mercy of Allah, instead of having 10,000 riyal, you had 20,000 riyal. Now when you got 20,000 riyal, although the second 10,000 was only with you for a day or so, but because it had contact, this 10,000 rand, because it had contact with the 10,000 rand which was with you for the whole year, because of this contact, you will have to pay zakat on 20,000 rand.
Okay.
Is that okay? Does that clarify for you, Abdullah?
Okay.
The next one is, can zakat money be utilized for digging wells in Afghan refugee camps?
As I told you, this is standard, that You cannot, the well cannot become an owner, the institute cannot become an owner. A individual who is eligible for zakat, he has to become owner, and out of his voluntary free will and accord, he must donate it for a well.
Okay, so we cannot.
There are many institutes that tell the people contribute to the well, buy a well, sponsor a well, and use the zakat money for a well, borehole. And even they say, yes, use your zakat money, you build a masjid. This is not right. A person, living individual, must become owner of that wealth.
We have another call online, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Wa alaikum salam.
Go ahead.
Mustaf, my mother wants to know that, you know, the pension money that she earns,
right,
can she use for kafan money and that? For burial costs?
Yes, she can do that.
She can't do that.
Jazakallah for that, Muhammad. We've got another question from a sister. Can one give zakat money to Muslim schools?
How they going to do this, I do not know. Maybe they make someone agent. If they make someone agent following the proper Islamic channels, then it is permissible.
I have 56 grams worth of gold jewels and I have 300 rand saved for a year. Am I liable to pay zakat?
If both these, the gold value and the currency value amounts up to the nisab, then you give zakat. If it does not, you do not give zakat.
So if you take 300 rand plus 56 rand worth of gold, it gives you more than 881 rand, 29 cents inshallah. For this year, you have to pay zakat on
yes.
that. The next one is, we've got Brother Shabir online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Go ahead, brother.
Mufti Saab, in connection with having 50,000 rand worth of debt and you've got 50,000 rand available, right, you answered this question earlier on whereby you said that zakat, actually, you don't have to discharge zakat. You must first pay your debt out. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
Okay, now then comes another question. If you got that 50,000 rand and you want to give, like, sort of a Say charge lilla towards your local mosque, local masjid. Is that permissible, or is it first that you will take out your zakat for the 50,000 that you have on hand?
No, first of all, you should pay your debt, right? You pay your debt. However, if a person is in debt and then he gives a contribution to a masjid, his contribution will be valid. He will be rewarded for that. That's a separate issue. And not paying his debt, that's a separate sin.
Okay.
You understand? But the contribution will be valid and the sin also will be earned. Advice is pay your debt first, then inshallah when you give contribution to the masjid, it will be more weighty and worthy.
So in other words, what you must do is actually pay your debt out first, which is the right thing to do. And if you have like
surplus,
if you have people coming out to collect, then it's better to tell them, look, you are in debt. You rather clear your debt out first and then give out charity or lillah.
That's highly advisable to do. That's the best course of action.
Jazakallah for that. Can you give your worker, jazakallah for that, Brother Shabir. The next question is, can you give your worker, a Muslim person, zakat? They are poor. And do you have to take out zakat on your investments? So there's two questions.
As far as giving your poor worker zakat, that means you underpay him. That's why you have to give him zakat. Now if you don't underpay him and you give him so much money, inshallah, that he does not have to take your zakat. And when you give your worker zakat, he becomes involuntarily obligated to you, unfortunately. Because when you give him zakat, then he has to greet you twice a day and he has to salute you when you fast because you gave him zakat money. He doesn't realize you're fulfilling your obligation by giving him zakat. First of all, increase his wages and make him one who can give zakat, not receive zakat. However, if you give your worker zakat money, who is eligible to receive zakat, your zakat will be discharged.
Okay, do you have to take out zakat on your investments?
The investments, yes, capital investments, if it's on shares, then you take the current value of the shares. If you explain to me the investments properly, then I can give a more detailed answer.
Unfortunately, that's all that was written in. The next question we have is, brother says, if one states in one's will that after his demise, this house of his should not be sold, is this permissible to state it in a will, and can this will be changed?
You should change such a will, because that's an un-Islamic clause attached to that will. In fact, all those who are listening, you should make it an effort to get an Islamic will, sign it, understand it, itemize what belongs to you, what belongs to your wife, what belongs to your children in your house. My personal advice is that if you are wealthy, distribute your wealth in your lifetime. Don't wait when you die, then everything goes to the court and they start fighting over your wealth.
Jazakumullah for that. And we've got a brother Muhammad on 9-3. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Mufti, sir.
Yeah.
I've taken out zakat, and unfortunately my sister is a bit of the money as lila. Am I still liable for zakat?
If you have taken out the zakat with the intention, if you have taken out the money with the intention of zakat, then the next person can distribute it how they want to.
Okay.
As long as you have taken it out and given it to your sister with the intention of zakat, she can have distributed it. Your niyat, it's your money, your niyat counts, not hers.
Okay, Tilakla. And another question is, last year I've taken out zakat on my full sum in the bank, right? And as of this year, on every monthly salary, I've taken zakat on a salary. Am I still liable for the full amount in the bank, or...?
That money in the bank is not the money with your salary, so that's a separate thing. So you're giving out zakat monthly on your wages, etc. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala reward you. And your money in the bank, then you have to give zakat still of that.
Must still give zakat in that.
Yes.
Okay,
Jazakumullah for that one. The next one, sister says, should one prioritize zakat money to neighbors and relatives or to other causes, as Afghanistan, Palestine, etc.? I think you did clarify
this. Yes, I clarified this, that Alhamdulillah, give to those who are near you, relatives who are deserving, then to your locality, then to your city, then to your province, and then outside. However, at the moment, there is great need for outside, especially the refugees in Afghanistan. So open your hearts and give properly. Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And give also, calculate, let the calculator run a little bit so that you give more.
Inshallah. The next question is, can the sister of the drug patient be given the zakat on behalf of him? I think that's the case of the agent.
Yes, case of the agent, that the sister, if she is eligible to receive zakat, then she can take the zakat. She is eligible to receive the zakat, then she is eligible to receive the zakat, and she can pay the fees for her brother.
Okay, the next one, is zakat liable on a pension fund?
There is no zakat liable on a pension fund when it is received. Here, let me quickly define what is an asset in Islam. An asset in Islam is that which a Muslim has got possession over, he's owner of it, he's got control over, and he's got haqq tasarruf, right of distribution over that. Pension fund, although he's owner, he does not have right of distribution or control over it. When the pension fund comes to that person, then stays with that person for a year, zakat will become liable on that sum then.
Okay, so when he gets the money, only once in his possession. Are we running, yes, definitely out of time this afternoon. We've got just about 8 minutes, and we've got a number of questions in which we've got to conclude. Inshallah, we'll try and complete them. If not, we'll continue next week. The question that I have is, a sister has a child who is 13 years old, is unable to fast. Is fidya payable?
What's the age of the child?
13.
If the child is baligh, then there is fidya. If the child is not baligh, no fidya.
Okay, the next question is, a sister has two brothers who own houses and cars but are struggling financially. Can zakat be given to them?
Zakat can be given to them. A person may have a good house, good looking house, and can be sitting on something very cushy, but can be eligible for zakat.
The next one, a sister says, how can she determine if her relatives in India can receive zakat or not, as the nisab locally is in rand value?
The relatives, especially in India, etc., one should make an investigation there in loco, send someone to find out whether they are eligible to receive zakat. And unfortunately, in most cases, they are eligible to receive zakat. However, to clarify and to be certain, get a wealthy relative to make an assessment there. A wealthy relative who is a well-wisher, not a tyrant, then he makes a sympathetic assessment of the situation, a true sympathetic assessment of the situation, so that you can discharge your zakat correctly.
The next one is, Brother, how does one pay back for fast missed due to his wife missing fast while she was pregnant?
The wife, when she was pregnant, when she after delivery, etc., then she is healthy, she must keep one fast for every one fast that she has missed.
We've got a call on 9, Sister Zaida. That's line 4. Assalamu alaikum. Hello, I think we've lost that caller. Let's continue. Brother says, I gave money as a keepsake to somebody, but the money was spent and there's no guarantee on the return of the money. Is the zakat liable on this money?
So the money was spent, the money is no more in your control, the money perhaps now you should realize that your money is gone, there is no zakat on it.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Could Sister Zaida, who called in, please call back again? We seem to have lost your call. The number to dial is 854-6854. We've got just the last 4 or 5 minutes with Muktisab this afternoon. If you have any more questions, you can send it through. The next one is birth control allowed in Islam?
As far as birth control is concerned, there are various types of birth control. One is permanent, one is temporary. Amongst the permanent, there are various types. Amongst the temporary, there are various types. You should consult a mufti and explain the whole case to him, why you want to engage in birth control, which type you want to use, and then he will make a proper valid ruling after that.
Jazakumullah for that. And, you know, there's a number of questions. I don't know if we're going to be able to finish it off this afternoon, but I think the one that needs a clarification is Sahib and Nisab. You know, when a person has 881 rand 29 cents, now that has to either be in gold or in actual cash.
Yeah.
Am I right? Now, if a person wants to determine, for example, I want to determine whether my neighbor is eligible for zakat or whether my brother is eligible for zakat, I've got to go back and, like you said, make an, you know, local, go in there and inspect it yourself. Now, if you may find the dwellings, the house is in a comfortable, position, you find everything that is there, that's supposed to be in the house, but, you know, they do not have perhaps this amount of money or do not have that in jewelry, then you are saying that you could give them the zakat.
Yes, definitely. That a person could be living in a good area and externally living in a very fancy house and also driving a car, but he could be eligible for zakat, because unfortunately the economical system based upon usury and interest is so vicious that it makes those who are looking wealthy, they in fact are eligible to receive zakat because of OD, high purchase and interest transaction.
The question I'm going to next pose is then, they may have 881 rands more in excess of that in jewellery, but their debts are far greater than that. For example, they may have jewellery to the value of 25,000-30,000 rand, but they have debts to the value of 150,000 rand. So you are saying in that instance...
I'm very happy you're asking this question, because a person, if a female has got jewellery more than the nisab but does not have cash flow to pay for the zakat, then they must sell that jewellery. They have to sell that jewellery to pay the zakat for that jewellery. Otherwise, the azab of Allah, the punishment of Allah, the anger and wrath of Allah will descend on that family. Because you are holding the jewellery which is eligible for zakat and you are not paying the zakat.
I want to come back to that question. So if you have the jewellery, again, right?
Yes.
You have this jewellery, but you have debts more than that. It is better to sell the jewellery to fulfill that debt. Is that correct? Is that what you are saying?
Yes. And I'm also saying that you must pay zakat on that jewellery, and also you must sell out your jewellery and pay the debts. Don't go to the grave with debts.
Now what is happening, I think, and this is what happens normally, you find people hold on, and because it comes on from families, and say, it's given to me by my mother, and it was given to me by her mother. So they keep it in families, and sometimes they lose and do not want to, you know, give that charity, or do not want to fulfill those debts. I think we can come back to that next week. Unfortunately, we do not have much time. We're taking on this as the last caller, the Sister Zaida. Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
Go ahead.
I'm back with the drug addict thing.
Jean.
His sister is not liable for zakat, I don't think so. But his mother is just earning enough to meet her debt. Is she liable for zakat?
If she does not have jewelry to the value of nisab, then she is liable for zakat. And if she's a responsible person, then you can give the zakat to her so that she can pay for the fees, etc., for her son in the rehabilitation center.
Okay. I think Zaida, are you listening? Hello. I think you also heard that you could, become an agent, go up to him and say to him, you make me your agent. And in that way, if he agrees, you can then pay the cost of his rehabilitation.
Okay.
Okay, so I think that does answer your question, does that?
Jazakumullah.
Right. Assalamu alaikum. Do we? Yes, unfortunately, we got one more. Yes, this is the last question that's been written, and we said we're finishing up at 10 past 3 because Mufti Sahib has another program. He's got the ladies' program on, and he definitely, and they're waiting to take him. So the last question is, son has no income but needs a car. Can he be given zakat to buy the car?
That'd be a luxurious item, maybe. So we have to first assess whether the son requires the car, whether it is a dire necessity, whether you have to purchase that car, and then are you going to buy one 10,000 rand car or are you going to buy one 150,000 rand car? So that one, phone the Mufti later and ask.
Inshallah. So if you are not very sure about that, you could call us again. Inshallah, we'll try and put you in touch with Mufti Ilyas, who will then be able to answer that question for you. Jazakumullah for everyone who's calling. Yes, it's a tremendous amount of callers this afternoon, and we haven't completed all your questions, but inshallah we do have an opportunity next week. Next week we want to concentrate on etika, but inshallah we will be taking questions both on zakat as well as other aspects of Ramadan. So remember, you could call in next week, or we could do, and perhaps if we do have an opportunity, Mufti Sahib is available, we could ask him to call in, come in a bit earlier next week, so we could start the program earlier. So maybe next week, if it is possible, we could start about 12 o'clock, but I would have to discuss that with him, inshallah, because the amount of questions that we're getting, and we unfortunately are not able to deal with all of them adequately. But again, we'd like to say Jazakumullah, Jazak for everyone who's called in, and for all of those, we hope that we've been able to satisfy your queries. Remember that after this particular program, we have our pledge line. Again, the money that we are collecting this afternoon will be going out to the people out in Afghanistan. Alhamdulillah, last week you have given handsomely and generously, and we know that we can count on your support. And we've heard of reports of how needy and destitute the people out are in Afghanistan, and you will definitely contribute towards this worthy cause. Time 10 minutes after 3, stay tuned.